From the Financial Times in Cleveland, Ohio, I'm Joe Renison, and this is FT News. Ohio is an integral state in any US presidential election. No Republican has ever won without it, and the state has voted for the eventual winner in every election since 1964. It's seen as a microcosm of the US, with many of the big issues on a national stage resonating at a local level. As both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton struggled to rally black voters, I went to the Shaker Heights neighborhood of Cleveland to see how members of the black community there felt about the candidates clamoring for their support. First up, Donald Trump. He was sued for racial housing discrimination in 1973, has tweeted false crime statistics that inflate the number of murders of white people by black people, and pursued the line that Barack Obama was not born in the US. More recently, he's made sweeping generalizations about the state of black communities in America, which he recently reiterated when he said that African-American communities are absolutely in the worst shape they've ever been in before. The Clinton camp was quick to call attention that this overlooks slavery and segregation, calling Trump's comments an insult. It follows an earlier remark he made that black voters have nothing to lose by voting for him.
Well, I don't agree with we have nothing to lose by voting for him, but I do agree with what he said about the poverty, youth unemployment, and stuff like that. It's just that the tone that he brought with it, I just didn't agree with, and most blacks don't agree with.
That was Derek Lewis, a student and employee at a hotel in Cleveland.
In my mind, he'd be about as good for black people as Huey Long was or the Klan was. If you're a racist or you're white, you may be all right with him, but he's going to turn his country into a hateful place that keeps Muslims out, that keeps Mexicans out, and that people are going to hate to come to. And I fear that he'll be president.
And that was David Houston, who lives locally in Lakewood. Up next, Alan Liddell, who lives in Shaker Heights neighborhood and works as a hotel supervisor in Beechwood, Ohio.
Well, Trump says a lot of things, you know, that he shouldn't say. And there's a lot of things that he said that I don't agree with at all, including the black community has nothing to lose. As a black African-American male, I know within myself that every day I try hard to reach my goals.
Not everyone I spoke to was so quick to condemn the Republican candidate. I met Ronald Green, a music producer and small business owner, who said that little else can be expected from someone who's outside the black community.
I don't think anybody should have outrage about what Trump said. I think it's been taken out of context.
From the distance that he is from black communities, he only can be so true. I'm saying he's not in the black community, so he cannot be as accurate as you're expecting him to be.
But what about the alternative? Black voters are central to Hillary Clinton's strategy to win on November 8th. In 2008, black voters turned out in record numbers to support Barack Obama, overtaking the percentage turnout of white voters for the first time. Mrs. Clinton has struggled to separate herself from past comments, with polls suggesting that there's a perception among black voters that she is not trustworthy. If black voters stay home in November, it will be harder to hold off Donald Trump in key swing states like Ohio that have large black populations. Here's Mr. Houston again.
If you're gonna vote for Hillary or don't vote. I'm an independent. I vote for whoever I like. I'm not party affiliated. But I would never, ever, ever, ever want to see him as president.
And here's Mr. Lewis again.
I wasn't born then, but I remember somebody told me that she called blacks super predators in 1996.
Yeah,
I know that was what, years ago, but that can still sting. That can still sting in her favor. You know, this election, I don't really feel too confident in either candidate, to be honest. That's just me. But I guess if I had to choose, I would have to go with Hillary. Trump is just awful. He's just so awful. We make Hillary looks a decent candidate. So
that's not exactly a ringing endorsement, but Mrs. Clinton has to hope that this sentiment gets enough people to the polls. Thank you to all the interviewees that took time to speak with me, And finally, thanks to Sarah Stanley, who helped record these interviews.